afternoon, Shadow Corner fam. It's your friendly neighborhood Fluffy Ninja, also known as Cyan, your life coach. It's been a while since I made content, took a little short break, but now I'm here to give you the juice. So it's finally here, December. The year feels like it's been going so fast. And I know all of you are doing your last minute Christmas shopping. I've already done your Christmas shopping. I'm still working on my list because I got to check it twice, if you know what I'm saying. But I know that since we are starting a new year, we always get those sayings, new year, new me. So I got two quotes for you that I think you should hear because it pertains to the episode that we have right now. The first one is, you can't build a great building on a weak foundation. And that's by Gordon B. Hickley. The second one, you're only as solid as what you build on. Unknown. I point these two quotes out specifically because when we say the words new year, new me, sometimes we don't know or we say we're ready for what that comes for. But in actuality, sometimes it's the ugly things that we're not ready for, or it's the change that seems like it's a lot or it's too much, or maybe even the transition from one position in your life to another. Whatever the case may be, when you say these phrases like new year, new me, or this is my I'm a do me era, you have to be able to stand on that. And I know a lot of times when we think about starting fresh, we think that we can keep some of the old baggage with us. But like I've told you long along in this journey, all old baggage needs to be left where it's been healed. What that means is that once you've already healed that part of yourself, and once you've already gone through those little, the big hurdles, the ones that you thought that you could never go through, then it is time for you to actually start doing the rebuilding process. So I'm starting a mini series to close out this year. It's called Foundation Building 101. And with this, you'll be learning from things in my journey that I had to establish when I knew that I had to rebuild the foundation, rebuild the person that I am, rebuild the mindset that I had, and most importantly, how you can do the same for yourself, taking some nuggets from off of my journey. So this first episode is called Starting Strong, Foundation Building 101. So what I want to talk about here is, where do you start? One thing that helped me when I knew that rebuilding was in process, I took a sheet of paper and I sectioned out all the things that were important to me. That includes career, personal and family, and like goals. And when I sectioned all those out, it wasn't for me to like make a list. I know a lot of people are list doers, and there's nothing wrong with that. What I did was I started out making a list of the things that I had or what I thought I had responsibility for. I say that because sometimes you end up taking on more baggage and more responsibility that was never yours in the first place. And in return, when it doesn't give you the return that you want, you end up resenting not only yourself, but you end up resenting the people that presented it to you, because if they knew they could handle it by themselves, then why did they volunteer your services? Like, one thing that I could not stress enough was that I would say, not my monkey, not my circus. And if it did not have nothing to do with me, or if it did not have nothing to do with where I was going, I automatically ixnayed. Now, it doesn't mean that I wasn't sensitive to the need of the person that needed me at the time. It was just me standing on a firm foundation of, this is a time where I'm going to have to put my needs first rather than putting them on the back burner like I've been doing just to help you get your stuff together. And I had been going through that for about a year, and I got a lot of like sideways looks about that because it was like, well, I didn't want to bother you, or it seemed like you were acting different. And I was like, I had to explain to them. I was like, no, I got you to a point where you yourself is able to walk on your own two feet. But the sacrifices that had to be done in order to do that, you'll never know. because I won't tell you. Like all the things that I had to maneuver and shift and gyrate in order to be able to make sure my foundation was still okay and helping you build your foundation, that in itself was something that I didn't do for myself. And I lost track of that. And I want you, as the person in front of me, to understand where I stand right now. I'm standing on business. I have to get me right. I have to get me together because I spent so much time on you or spent so much time helping you that I forgot about myself. See, foundation building is not easy as you think. It comes with the boundaries you set. It comes with the, no, I can't go out tonight, or no, I really don't want to do that. I don't care if that hurts your feelings because I say no and I used to tell you yes, but no, I don't want to do that. It's going to take a lot of no's. Sometimes it's going to take a lot of not answering phone calls. They made the red button for a reason. I need you to use it. Use it prophetically. So that way people know that you stand on business. So, and it's not for you to be malicious and ill intent. It's for people to understand that you're serious when it comes to you. You were serious when it came to them, when it was your timing that met y'all together and you were there to help them. Now you're about to get serious on your timing to help you. And sometimes it's going to be a hard thing as well, because if you are, like I've said multiple times on this podcast, I am a recovering people pleaser. And I used to do anything somebody asked of me just so that way that they could understand that I'm down for you, like full flats on full tires. But in the hard string of things, I end up forgetting on my responsibility, the things that I personally need to do, like taking care of myself. How many days was I sitting with you when I could have been doing this? And it's not for me to like put it in your face or to blame you for it. It's just saying that I've come to the conclusion in this space, in this moment, and in this time, that I need to build myself up. I need to put the same energy that I put in towards you into myself. And that's what foundation building is about. The same puzzle pieces and the same blocks and the same bricks and the same wood and everything that you plan to help and you help build other people as well, you need to start putting that onto yourself. So when it comes down to foundation building, the number one thing is sectioning out the parts of your life that needs the most help. Now, this is going to be one of those where it's like your own personal sectioning. Me personally, I take a piece of paper, like I said earlier, and I section out career, family, and life plan, or like life goals, because those are the top three things that matter to me. My family and friends, because they're the people that are rocks, the rocks for me. They hold me down better than anyone else that I could think of, even a stranger on the street. Career, because my career is something that I would love to do and I'm going to do for the rest of my life. So why wouldn't I put my eggs towards my career? It aids me just as well as it adds more value on where I'm going. And in life plan, it's like, even after you cleaned up your life and the family things, where are you going to go as far as like, what are some things that you would like to see? What are some things that you would like to do that you didn't get a chance to experience in your childhood? Or what are some things that you would like to actually take center stage once all these are done? That's something that I had to think about, because I'm going to be honest with you, and this is hard for me to say, we see our grandparents, our parents, aunts and uncles, they're passing away. Hell, some of our friends that are either around our age or a little bit older than us passing away, and either they've done some things in their life that made it worth living, or some that didn't get a chance to because of X, Y, and Z. So I look at it like this. I'm an observer of the lives of others. I won't say that I know everything, but I will say that I know things that I personally would love to do. Like one of my dreams is to actually do sky gliding. I'm scared of it, but I would love to do it. Another thing I said I was going to do is get on a plane. I did that. And it was the most rewarding experience of my life because I got to meet people that have now become an extended part of my family, the family that I consider is home. And I had to literally tear up the foundation and old beliefs that I had in order to be able to make room for them. And that's not easy. That's step one. Step two is foundation breaking, realizing that the foundation that you stood on once before may not have as much basis as it did once before because it was built on something totally different. And when you realize that when you start to get a growth mindset, your mental starts to change and then you get the sense of, okay, so what else in my life needs to change that I have not actively put in work with? So then it becomes, not only are you breaking down the old concrete of your beliefs, of your belief system, things that no longer serve you, you're tearing up the maps that you used to use to navigate through communication skills. And when you start going through all that, you start to see the changes that accumulate within that time. And it's not saying that it's going to be easy, because it's not. It's saying that you're willing to take up the gauntlet to do so, not only for yourself, but the people that you've just acquired and the people that you are, that are still with you in your friends group, in your family today. So realizing and adjusting your mindset, breaking down old beliefs and recognizing what it is that you personally have to adjust or configure in order for you to be the best you, that in itself is the big start of foundation building. Step three would also mean input output. This is a term that I have used because it has served me well. It means input output means that you're inputting the things that are more of a healthier contribution to your life. And then the output is that you're giving the old the boot. You're not allowing it to have the say-so in the goodness that is your future life. And you're giving your future self a chance to actually fight for themselves. Foundational building doesn't always have to have an input-output, but it gives you an awareness of where you are right now and where you're trying to go. One of the things that I learned as a life coach was the questions that they asked you, like, what does it feel like to be this person? What does it feel like to be this emotion? We ask these questions because we want you to feel the person that you're becoming, acknowledge the transformation that's coming, and accepting the change that you're receiving. Because whether you know it or not, you're making the small changes you're making now are going to have big impacts in the future, whether you know it or not. And I've always looked at this step as the most vital because I knew that it was something that it was hard for me to do because you have people that have influenced your life, and you feel like sometimes you're doing a disservice if you don't carry what they taught you with you. But in reality, you're transforming it to help you further. I've had a client one time that had very, very bad communication skills because to him, it felt like he was always being attacked when it comes down to communicating and expressing what he needed in his boundaries because he was going into his transformational stage and his growth mindset stage, and he didn't know how to actually embrace it. So one thing that I told him was to recognize where you are right now. The second thing I told him was to understand that growth and mental resets and life resets are all big part of life, because then you not only get to reinvent yourself, but you also get the opportunity to give yourself a new go. Just like in video games, you may not get a second life in real life, but you sure enough can give yourself a second chance in real life with yourself. Because you're not only catering to the adult person, the adult you, but you're also catering to the child inside of you, because you're giving them a say and you're giving them a chance to actually be involved in your rebuilding, because they represent the full essence of who you were before life got its hands on you. So when building this strong foundation, I want you to embrace the change. Embrace the opportunities that's going to start coming to you head first. Embrace all that everything has to offer, as well as embrace the person that you're becoming. Because whether you know ready or not, they're coming, and you're going to have to adjust. Otherwise, it's going to force its way in. Not in a bad way, but it'll be like fighting yourself and asking that other side to succeed, just so that way you can have a chance in life, your real self. I hope I'm making sense to you guys. It's just the bottom line for me when it comes down to building a strong foundation is, number one, making your priority list and making it plain and going down the list and saying what is actually your priority and what actually belongs to you, instead of having your priorities and something else, a priority that was not yours to begin with, but you keep it because you feel like you owe it to this person, or this is a priority to you because you feel as if that you need to be here. No, whatever you feel as if is a top priority in your life, personally, it needs to go on that list, and you need to work on that. Second thing, when it comes to your career, if you have goals and steps that you need to do for your career, you need to go ahead and do that, because the world is waiting on your gift to bless all that hear it. And the more time that you stall, it's the less chance that you can save someone from themselves. That is something that a teacher once told me, and I believe it still wholeheartedly. Again, I tell you all the time, Shadow Corner wouldn't exist without some core people in my life. And it was because of them that I was able to make this platform. Because me personally, I thought it was just going to be me vlogging my journey as a spiritual person. But it became more than that. It became more of like therapy for me. But in most cases, it gave me the platform to give to y'all the nuggets that I've learned from my journey in order for you to grow. And it's not to say that, like I said, that I know everything. I don't. Every day I'm still learning how to adjust my communication styles. Every day I'm learning other people's communication language, because we may all speak English, but our love language is so different. Our language in general is different. Until we can adjust to learning those different languages or having the mindset to be open to do so, it's going to be a tough world out there for some of y'all. I can 100% tell you that. Because remember, not everybody believes what you believe. Not everybody looks at things the way you do. Everybody has an eagle-sized perspectives on everything. Some people have a hawk's eye. Some of them have a squirrel's eye view. Hell, maybe even a bug's eye view of the life that they have. But you've gone places. You've ventured in different areas of life because you weren't afraid to do so for your own personal growth. So the one thing I want you to do is just, number one, make sure that your list is up to date. Your priorities are up to date, that are actually yours and not given to you by somebody that says that you should. Yeah, no. If it has nothing to do with you, it doesn't make sense. Scratch that out. They'll be fine. And if they feel that much of a type of way, then it is what it is. Spirit always replaces the people that decide to give their own self a graceful exit. Or like my uncle says, the trash took itself out. Not calling the person trash, but it's just an old folks thing. Second thing is recognizing the change and adjusting to the growth mindset or the mindset that you're developing. This mindset is going to take you places that for many people, they're not either willing to adjust or they have to take it bite size at a time. And when adjusting your mindset, please don't try to do it all at once. I swear, a water hose type of mentality is not a plausible type of thing, because then you'll end up forgetting stuff. Telling you what I know. Also, keeping in perspective everything that you learn while learning not only yourself, but learning who you're becoming, honor it. Honor the old person, older self, because if it was not for them, there would be no you that you're becoming. And then thirdly, making sure that you set those boundaries, set those tables to the places that you're welcome during your time of growth. Don't cast your pearls among swine. And one of my friends saying, don't give people the shovel to bury you when they haven't earned it. And that's for people that you're just meeting and they haven't gotten the merit to actually get to know you. And don't fall for tricks of old, which is another saying, don't let people that have left your life willingly try to come in and act like nothing happened. You forgive, but you never forget. And you keep and take that with you. So as I'm wrapping up this Shadow Corner, I want you to know that your foundation is determining of what you're willing to give up to become the person you need to be, to walk like your authentic self in this world. We have literally enough plastic people in this world. We don't need another one. You need to have your authentic self on the forefront. And I get it. It's not as easy as I'm saying it, but pulling you out of you is going to be your best bet in this life because, again, we have enough people trying to pretend to be something they're not. You don't have to join the crowd. You step and bounce to the beat of your own drum. And whether you know it or not, you're making waves and ripples that will bless generations, whether they be from your bloodline or not. You just have to take that chance. And the best part is starting off that foundation building is one of them. So keep that in mind as you go out through this week and you go and you do great things this week. And I want you to know how special you are in this moment because you've made an executive decision to grow and be more than what anybody has ever told you you'd be. And I am extremely proud of you. Now, since this is instant November, you will be getting more episodes consistently. And we're talking about every week. And then Shadow Corner will go on a 3 to almost 6 month break to recover and regroup on other things for us to talk about. We'll also be doing our season 2, where we'll be inviting guests onto the show to talk about the things that have helped grow them, the things that helped build them, the things that have fed them throughout their journey to be the person that they are today, authentically them. And I cannot wait for you to meet them. So Shadow Corner, this is where I wrap up, and I will see you next week. Bye for now.